Jeremiah chapter 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, "Stand in the gate of Yahweh's house and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of Yahweh, all you of Yehuda, who enter in at these gates to worship Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in lying words, saying, The temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other Elohim to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your forefathers forever and ever. Understand, you trust in lying words that cannot benefit you. Will you steal and murder and commit adultery and swear falsely and burn incense to Baal and walk after Elohim whom you do not know? And then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name and say, We have been delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house that is called by my name, has it become a den of robbers in your eyes? Understand, I have seen, says Yahweh. But you go now to my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you've done all these works, says Yahweh, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer, for this reason will I do to this house, which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to the place which I gave to you and to your forefathers, as I've done to Shiloh. And I will throw you out of my sight, like I've thrown out all of your brethren, the whole seed of Ephraim. For this reason, do not pray for this people, neither lift up nor cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings to other Elohim, that they may provoke me to anger? Do they provoke me to anger, says Yahweh? Not themselves to the confusion of their own faces? For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, understand, my anger and my fury will be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast and upon the trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and it will not be quenched. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, put your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spoke not to your forefathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing did I command them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you'll be my people, and walk in all the ways that I've caused, that I've commanded you, so that it may be well for you. But they did not listen, nor did they incline their ear toward me, but they walked in the counsels and the imaginations of their own evil heart, and they went backward and not forward. Since the day that your forefathers came out of the land of Egypt, to this day I have even sent you unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily, rising up early and sending. Yet they did not listen to me, nor did they incline their ear, but they stiffened their neck. They did worse than their forefathers. For this reason you will speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You will also call to them, but they will not answer you. But you will say to them, This is a nation who obeys not the voice of Yahweh their Elohim, nor who receives correction. Truth has perished and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and throw it away, and take up a lamentation upon high places, for Yahweh has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Yehuda have done evil in my sight, says Yahweh. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name, so as to pollute it. And they've built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not to do, neither did it ever come into my heart that they should do so. For this reason, understand that days come, says Yahweh, that it will be no more called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but it will be called the valley of slaughter, for they will bury in Tophet till there is no place for them to bury any more. And the carcasses of this people will be food for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none will prevent them and cause them to fly away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Yehuda and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land will be desolate. End of chapter.